regularly scheduled programming will not be seen at this time so that ABC may bring you 1979.
Everyone, I wish it was 1979, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk1071 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk1071.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become the world's very first totally nude professional saxophone player, please welcome Queen of the Reeds, Alexis Thompson.
Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Don McLean.
Good morning, and good morning to Kenny.
Happy Friday.
And good morning, all of you, on this Friday, September 25th, 2020. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to the weekend. Welcome to your life. You woke up alive. And welcome, get ready, there are a lot of them. Welcome to National Lobster Day. Welcome to National Math Storytelling Day. Welcome to National Comic Book Day. Welcome to National One Hit Wonder Day. Welcome to National Tune-Up Day. Welcome to National Brave Day. Welcome to National Quasadilla Day. Oh. Welcome to National Daughters Day. And welcome to your exhausted. And welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee? How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee?
Alexis Thompson, how is that fancy brew today?
Oh, my brew is perky with a side of yay.
She had to get it in there, didn't she?
You.
Dawn, how was your delightful cup of tea?
It's great. It's thank God it's Friday. Cup of tea. It's been a long week, tea.
Yeah. Kenny?
Well, since it's National One Hit Day, I think you know what's in my coffee.
Uh-oh.
Milli Vanilla?
You did say it was one hit, right? One hit day?
Are you talking about the marijuana? Yeah. Okay.
I don't know what I'm talking about, Jason. It's all right. It's fine. Try to roll with me this morning.
I'm rolling with you. I do every day, my friend. I do.
How about yours, Jace?
Thank you for asking. Mine is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Cheers, everyone. Cheers.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow.
There we go. That's refreshing right there. Today's coffee drinking sponsored by Dairy Queen Hot Eats Cool Treats.
Hot Eats Cool Treats. We treat you right.
There we go. They're not really sponsoring us, but I just like playing that.
Who wants a quesadilla now, huh?
Oh, it is National Quesadilla Day, everybody. So go out to your favorite restaurant and order a quesadilla and see how the server looks at you. And then follow that up with a order of sizzling fajitas.
That always... what do you want?
May I have a sizzling fajita? That sounds like something Kenny would say.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, how's everybody doing? Lex, how you doing?
Oh, yeah, I feel good today. It has been a week, but yeah, I'm excited for the weekend.
It's going to be beautiful, you guys.
Gorgeous.
Did you see that?
Yes.
It's going to be stunning. I mean, really, really pretty. So, yeah. Dawn, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Glad
doing
it's
well?
Going to be the weekend for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like started out with like 1 hour sleep on Sunday. And then, you know, Sunday into Monday, and then like maybe three the next day and three the next day. So I'm finally sleeping more towards the end. I need some real rest to sleep for like 8 hours.
Straight.
Yeah.
Kenny, I fear asking you, but I'm going to anyway. How are you doing?
I have no idea how I'm doing. I don't know. I know I have an inspector coming today and a carpet cleaner coming today, and I've got to cut a pane of glass.
Oh, so, do you have the material? Do you have the equipment to cut glass?
Well, I did a whole bunch of windows yesterday, and I realized I forgot one, and I think I have some scrap glass that I can cut up myself, and I hope I still have the skill. I haven't cut glass in 20 years.
Do you have just one piece of glass?
Yeah, and it's really small, 3 inches by 7 inches or something like that.
Oh.
And I've got some big scraps that I think I can get a piece out of them.
So if you mess up, you can do it again?
If I mess up, I go to the hardware store.
Okay. All right.
Don't you need a special like water saw for that or something?
No, you just use an etcher and snap it.
Okay.
Alexis just said water saw.
I guess maybe that's for bigger pieces of glass.
Don, you know what a water saw is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess I'm the only one on the show that doesn't know what a water saw is. I'm going to Google that right now.
By the way, my mansplaining yesterday on this program came back to haunt me. We were talking about steel-toed boots. I'm out in the garage wearing my little slip-on shoes
that
I used to wear to events, and sure enough, dropped a big old board on my toe.
No!
Hopped around on one foot, holding my toe like I was drunken polka dancing.
No.
No.
Next time I start mansplaining, you guys shut me down.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry about that. Well, let's spend the next few minutes doing some good here. The first, let's go to Dawn. Dawn, will you remind folks again about your Alzheimer's walk? Because we need to raise some money.
Yes.
Fast. Yeah. Yes. So how can people help?
Well, they can help by going to my Twitter. I will put it at the top again. This post, it's super easy to follow. Or you can go to mytalk1071.com, keyword Alzheimer's, and then that'll send you a link to our team page. Normally, not during a pandemic, this is the most successful walk in the country, the one here in Minneapolis. It's the largest, starts at Target Field, and it's just thousands of people. But, you know, of course, because of the pandemic, we can't do that. So we're all just walking on trails and at our home and still trying to raise money. So last year, you know, throughout the years, I've raised about 5,000, and this year I'm under 1,000. Mm. But thank you so much to the people that have already donated. It's just really heartwarming to see. I still need some money. so if you could go to, I will get that right on my Twitter during this commercial break. Or like I said, you can go to mytalk1071.com, keyword Alzheimer's. My dad had Alzheimer's, his mom, my grandma had it. And, you know, we got to find a cure to this. It's just, not to get people too down, but you know, you have this person, you know, your parent that just, you see them more and more slip away. And, you know, I thought about, I really like dreaded the day that he wouldn't know who I was. And I remember, there was a moment when I came to visit and, my mom was like, you know, he's like, oh, my beautiful daughter. And she's like, yeah, but which one is it? You know, and he's like, oh, my beautiful daughter. And we just all laughed and hugged, and it wasn't, as bad as I thought, but you know, just living through it and what my mom did for years, we have to find a cure. And this is the best way to do it is by supporting these walks and supporting the My Talk team.
Absolutely. So please give what you can. Please.
From what I know of your dad, he was pretty damn cool. I think him and I would have gotten along
absolutely.
Really, really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now he was a loner like you, so he didn't really like friends, so you guys could like each other from a distance.
But was like an engineer and brilliant, and there was nothing he couldn't make.
Yeah,
and,
he was in the Navy. He was a jet mechanic in the Navy, had an engineering degree, but he also like did stained glass. He was so artistic and built a sailboat and a telescope, and like he could have a whole channel of just hobbies. I'm kind of similar in the way that I like to hobby hop and do a lot of things. My dad was the same way, so.
Hobby hop. That's awesome. I like that. I like that term. And one more piece of good. I said there were two before we take our first break here. Kenny tweeted it out. I tweeted it out. Dawn tweeted it out.
Me four.
Did I say Lex? I'm sorry, sweetie. Lex tweeted it out. We all tweeted it out. Kenny, as quickly as you can, we're trying to help a woman that we've referred to many times on the show. Will you tell the quick story?
My buddy Shay Cab, she started driving for airport cab, and there was no fare she wouldn't turn down, and she was just badass, and there's no area of town she wouldn't go into. She struggled and struggled and finally bought her own car. She had a town car for a while, changed her business to Shay Car. And then she bought a big, what she called a BBR, a big black rig, a huge GMC Yukon, and was doing corporate accounts and private accounts. And COVID killed the business. And she was struggling to get by, but she was maintaining and she was keeping the business alive. Her insurance rates, meanwhile, have skyrocketed. And last week, she got hit head-on in the downtown St. Paul area by an underinsured motorist. He had the minimum amount of insurance here. And her car was a total loss, and she doesn't have any way to earn income right now. And Shay is a pull-up-your-bootstraps-and-do-it-yourself kind of gal. She doesn't like asking for help. A bunch of us really had to put the pressure on her, and we convinced her to allow a GoFundMe site be set up for her so we can get her back on the road. So we're trying to raise some money. She needs about $60,000 to get a brand new rig or a used rig so she can get back out on the road and start earning again. She's worth the risk. This woman will someday rule this country. She is badass. And she's old school, Jason. She's she'll listen to all and talk to all, and she's friendly. And, oh, my God, I just love this woman. She's so cool. And I just want to do everything I can to help her out.
She's a good
pictures of her car. Oh my
god. Did you see that, Lex? Yeah.
Yes.
It's just heartbreaking. And look, there's a lot, and we're doing this. Look, we could do this whole show with people that need, but you know, we've referred to her on the show before, and she's like Kenny said, she's representative of everything we love on this show, especially what Kenny just referenced. She talks to everybody. She listens to everyone.
Yes.
And her perspectives on social media are just what we need right now. So if you're going to put your money behind anyone, put it behind Shay. You can find all the information on all of our Twitters. Lex in the Cities, Dawn at Dark. Don't follow Kenny, but do follow Kenny for this. MPL's Traffic and Jason Matheson.
I'll put links up on our show page, too.
You can find it
there as well for both.
Thank you so much to everybody.
I just tweeted the link to the walk at Dawn at Dark. So
let me get that going too.
Giving Back Friday, everybody. We'll be right back with Deadly Licorice with Alexis Thompson. It's our new show right after this.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Hey Tony, I'm gonna change your sausage.
Change my sausage?
Change your sausage.
Today, you're getting brown and served.
Get country fresh flavor without that greasy taste. Ah, ah, change your sausage to brown and served.
Ready in one-third the time. Swift Premium Brown and Serve sausages have country fresh flavor with a juicy taste, not a greasy taste.
Juicy!
Not greasy. I'm glad you changed my sausage.
Change your sausage to brown and served.
This has been a Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Me and Mike Johnson.
Greasy. Your sausage. I'm so glad you changed my sausage.
Oh. God.
Did they not think?
Hey, Tony, I'm going to change your sausage.
I think they did, Dawn. I think they do.
I just think about the studio singers. That's something I've done before. Like, you know, done some commercial studio singing. Just uncomfortable. They had to do that over and over again. Change your sausage. Like, ugh. And you got to get real close to other people so you're right on a microphone. Like,
ugh. Change my sausage.
Change your sausage.
They're probably just like, pay me and let me get out of here as fast as I can.
Give me my
check. Doing
it
for the money.
Yeah. 6:22, Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Speaking of food, licorice. It's not for kids anymore. What is the story,
Lex?
Okay,
I saw this headline. I love black licorice. Dawn, I know you do too.
I love it.
Jace, Kenny, do you like it?
Both colors, black and red. Love it. Yeah, love it.
All right, well then, Jace, you don't need to worry about this, but I saw the headline. It says, man dies after eating bag of licorice every day for weeks.
Oh no.
Wow, too much of a good thing is a bad thing, right? And so I guess this man, he's in Massachusetts, 54 years old. He's a construction worker. He was at a fast food restaurant, collapsed. And then they found out he had low potassium, which led to heart rhythms and other problems. He also has a poor diet. I guess he ate several bags of candy daily. So then I'm thinking, why are we blaming this on the licorice? Come on. This guy.
What other candies is he eating?
Well, he'll pick different. I mean, I guess licorice was the number one candy, but he would go and eat different licorice or different jelly beans, different things. And I guess specifically black licorice has this compound that it depletes your potassium and causes high blood pressure, a bunch of other things. But then it also says later on, he smoked a pack of cigs every day for 36 years. I'm thinking, that was at the very end, like the last sentence. Huh. It could be a combination of all of these things. Don't blame the black licorice. God, come on.
Right. Yeah. Oh.
It couldn't be the Marlboros.
Right. Or the fact that that's all he ate was candy.
Yeah.
And fast food.
No, that has nothing to do with his premature death.
God.
But poor black licorice, though I hate it, that gets the blame.
Yes.
So it was the cause of death was low potassium?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which led to heart rhythm issues.
Right, and the cigarettes probably didn't help his heart either, like we said.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
That's, God.
So it's kind of a fair warning with an asterisk.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, look at the other parts of your life, you know, maybe that's contributing as well.
Yeah.
I told the story before, Lex, my boss, Mimi, and the late, great Darcy Pollen from WCCO. Mimi and Darcy, they love the Gophers. Mimi still loves the Gophers. Darcy lived and breathed the Gophers.
Oh, yeah.
And they would have parties to watch the Gopher game. And Darcy and Mim, and Mim won't mind me saying this, loved a good beer. And they had just a day when they must have went through, like, I don't know, 40 cases of beer. And then they ordered some chicken wings. Mm-hmm. And Darcy got sick the next day. And Darcy goes, ooh, those chicken fingers must have been bad. And Mim goes, or the 14 cases of beer we drank. But Darcy blamed it on, like, the four chicken fingers.
That's a pro. That is a professional.
Oh, Darcy.
Oh, boy.
Great. Oh, those chicken fingers were bad. No, Darcy. No. The beer. Hey, we're going to come back in just a little bit. Lex had a recommendation liked a Netflix show. Did I like it? My review of Away when we come back.
It's time for a Mariah cray-cray moment.
A genius moment. A short moment, you know what I mean? Transitional
this
summer moment.
This has been a Mariah cray-cray moment.
That's what we
a
need.
A short moment. A genius moment. God, I love you, Mariah.
A genius moment. Summer. A short moment, you know what I mean? Transitional summer moment.
Transitional summer moment is what we need right now.
Yeah, yes. Transitional summer moment, Mariah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. Speaking of Mariah, I didn't get through it. That's why I didn't put it on our grid, our GRID. I'll do it on Monday, but I would encourage all of you, Lex, you'll love this. Oprah's conversation with Mariah about her new book. Fascinating.
I saw it teased. Okay, yeah. I will watch over the weekend.
It is
sure.
It is real good. Well, it's Oprah.
Okay.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's Oprah. She
doesn't know what she's doing.
Well, she does know what she's doing, and she, you know, Mariah, I think Oprah said nine different interviews on the Oprah show. 9 or 12. Anyway, Oprah has a good rapport with Mariah, and Mariah trusts Oprah. Mm-hmm. So there is an openness to her, and a not, you know, Mariah doesn't feel the need to put on the show for Oprah because she knows Oprah don't play that, and she doesn't tolerate that. And you can tell it was, I saw two interviews yesterday with people that seemed totally different in great ways. One of them is Mariah, and I can't really put my finger on why she seemed... Well, no, I can. She didn't seem to be playing the role of Mariah Carey. She seemed to be very...
Vulnerable.
Yeah, you know, Lex, and very... I hate the word normal, but very calm. And very non-affected. Uh-huh. It was none of this, darling, lamb. It was none of that stuff. It was, but, I mean, and I love that. I love that. That's Mariah.
Yeah.
But this was just very introspective Mariah.
Well, it's kind of the way I felt watching Paris Hilton's film on Netflix. This is Paris. Because she just... took all of her walls down and talked about serious things,
yeah.
Which was refreshing and surprising.
And another person yesterday, maybe I'll play a little bit later, Bethany. Bethany was on Andy yesterday, and I got to tell you, it was a very different Bethany in a great way. She seems lighter. I don't know if it's that she is content with her businesses. She's content with her career right now. She's happy with a guy. A combination of her love and life and career. There's a good balance. But she was delightful. But anyway, you can see Mariah on Apple TV Plus. Just look for the Oprah Conversation. That's Oprah's new talk show. And then Andy, you can see the Bethany clips on Watch What Happens Live's YouTube channel. Now, last week or the week before, Lex, you talked about Netflix's new show called Away. Dawn with Will from The Good Wife, Josh Charles. Mm-hmm.
And Hilary Swank.
I really loved it.
Oh, good.
I should say I am currently loving it. Colin really likes it. And I mean, really likes it. I can't wait to finish it. I think we're on episode 3. So Hilary Swank and Josh Charles, they're married, as Alexis told us. They're both astronauts. And it follows basically an expedition to Mars. And it's a joint initiative from the U.S. and other countries. And Hilary Swank is on the mission, and her husband Josh Charles, for reasons you'll find out, is actually not on the mission, but he works for NASA as well. They have a daughter, and as the series opens, she's getting ready to go on a 3-year mission to Mars. And there are complications and there's drama with the crew. I don't want to reveal anything because
personal things going on.
I thoroughly enjoyed this. Show. I should say actively enjoying it because I'm not complete. We haven't completed it yet, but there is one episode, my talkers, Lex. How far did you get, Lex?
Well, I'm in the second episode, so you're actually further than I am.
Oh, there is a sequence where Colin was like, "We're our butts were clenched." The solar panels on the craft that's getting them to Mars won't fully open, and there is a sequence where somebody has to go out and fix it. And it is so tense and so beautifully shot. Again, it is obvious Netflix backs up the Brinks truck to these producers and just gives them whatever money. Because, you know, this looks like that George Clooney movie, Gravity. This is the effects are just as good as the Sandra Bullock, George Clooney movie. It is sensational, which keeps you in the story. I mean, there's nothing worse than bad special effects to take you out of the illusion. They spent a lot of money to make this look good, and it is suspenseful. I am loving the characters. Like Dawn, you know this. I Josh Charles could read me the index of a book, and I love him. Yeah, I love Will so much.
Love
Will, Lex, don't we? We love Will, yes. and he plays. He's a similar kind of nice guy here, and I love it. Away on Netflix,
and also just the pacing of it too. It's beautifully shot, but also you don't think about, at least when you think of an astronaut. At least before this, I just thought, wow, it must be just crazy up there, all the stuff to do, and there's no gravity, and they're floating around, but there's really a lot of downtime. You know, they have to wait. When they're out on the planet, or at least in the space, where they're before they get to Mars, they stop, They have to wait a certain amount of time before they can actually enter into the spacecraft. So even learning that type of thing is really cool.
Yeah. It's Dawn. I think you would enjoy this.
I bet I would.
This is just, and it's, it is well written. Again, they take the time to get, they take the time to allow you as the viewer, even in the first episode, you kind of have an idea of who these two are. You have an idea of the relationship. And so when she does take off, I care. I care about her safety. And then I really start caring about Will, and you'll find out why. But it's real good.
And you also put yourself in their positions too. Like, what would you do if that happens? There's an opportunity that, do you abort mission or do you continue on?
Yes.
I mean, you always think, like, what would I do?
Yeah, she has to make a decision, y'all. We don't want to give anything away. everything is a go, everything's great, and then something happens that makes her question whether her ass should be going to Mars. We'll just say that.
Should I be going to Mars right now?
You'll... They've been committing these astronauts to make for 3 years.
Three years!
She's got a teenage daughter and...
Yeah. It's called Away, everybody. Away on Netflix. It's real good. It's definitely worth your time. And I will just quickly segue to this because I can't believe I'm going to say this. Lex, will you hold on to your desk or something?
I'm holding on.
Your cannon.
Your wigs and keys.
Hold on to your wigs and keys. Dawn, hold on to something. Kenny, not so much because Kenny, I don't know if he'll get this reference. But anyway, I am consistently enjoying a Ryan Murphy show.
Oh.
Okay. Ratchet?
Ratchet.
You are?
Yeah. I've watched some more, too, and I feel the same way, Jeez.
Lex, are you?
And yeah.
You know who else is watching it that I laughed? I had a delightful day with my mom yesterday, and I picked her up. She is watching Ratchet. She stumbled upon it. I'm like, Mom, I would never think this is your type of show. She goes, I love it. I love Nurse Ratchet. I love Nurse Bucket. I was like, okay, Mom. I love Sharon Stone and her monkey. I go, just the fact that my mom just said to me, I love Sharon Stone and her monkey, that was worth my whole afternoon. But anyway, yeah, I don't want to go on too much about it. But Lex, I am 7 episodes in. And it does not have the Ryan Murphy curse so far.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so far so good. Yeah, I've watched another. I'm in episode 3, so I'm still behind. But it's usually by then I'm like, I'm out, but no.
Oh, and I'm far. Me
same
too.
Way, I'm in.
And I'm far past our usual point, Lex. And there was one moment where Colin goes, oh no, we're spending a little too much time on blank. And then it quickly moved on. And I'm like, oh, okay. I think what it is, Lex, this one is not, you know how sometimes Ryan Murphy shows can take a turn down supernatural highway and it goes bonkers.
Oh, yeah.
This one is not. There's no way it's going to go supernatural. And everything is rooted, Dawn and my talkers and Kenny, it's rooted in really great performances. Cynthia Nixon is amazing in this show. Sarah Paulson this is one of my favorite roles of hers, right, Lex? I mean, she's real good. And I'm just at the episode where you discover why Nurse Ratchet is as troubled as she is, and it is disturbing. And Sarah Paulson, that the scene in the reveal, it's one of my favorite scenes Sarah Paulson has ever done. And she says nothing. She says nothing. And it's just her face.
I'm so happy they go into her more of her origin story than just what we see in the first few episodes.
Yeah, and it's gory. It's Ryan Murphy outlandish. But you know what? It's all, it's centered on, and Sharon Stone eats the scenery. But she is so good as this, like, bazillionaire woman. I don't know. And she has a monkey. And you know I love that. I don't know. I'm loving Ratchet. I'm really, really loving it on Netflix. So take that for what you will. Watch. Now watch. I say that. And I'm going to go back and watch the last few episodes. And he's going to disappoint me. I know it.
Donna Valentine abandoned it. She did not like it at all. She said it was too gory.
Well, it is. Look, there is gore. I mean, it's Ryan Murphy.
I mean,
that doesn't bother me, but... No. The gore, you know what? But it does serve the story. But thank you. Yeah, you're right, Dawn and Donna. It is gory, but it's not it's not all the time. And it does serve the story. Mm-hmm. And it's Ryan Murphy. Ryan Murphy's been this way since Nip Tuck. So, you know, there's always moments, wincing moments. So, 6:43, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with some TV TRL right after this.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From, like, the 70s or 80s.
It's feeding time!
They're playing the Dizzy Dolphin Disco Game, battery not included. As the Dizzy Dolphins bob up and down and go round and round, the players try to get their marbles into the dolphins' mouths. The player who gets the most marbles in wins.
But you can't say fast!
The Dizzy Dolphin Disco Game from Milton Bradley. Some assembly required.
This has been a Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Can you say Dizzy Dolphins Disco Game four times?
Is that what they were trying to say? I was kind of like, what is going on?
Yeah, it's the Dizzy Dolphins Disco Game by Milton
Bradley.
Sounded
like they got into their parents' cocaine or something.
No.
What's going on here? What are we putting in a dolphin's mouth? What? Balls?
Tablets, dog.
Hippos? Tablets.
It is, Lex, it is. Lex, it's just like hungry hippos, but they're intoxicated dolphins instead. They're, yeah.
Because they're at a disco.
They're at Studio 54, Don.
Maybe the dolphins aren't even there. I mean.
Oh, Lex, yeah. If Angel ever comes across this game, Lex, please. Oh, please, please grab it. It's called Dizzy Dolphins Disco.
I'm just looking at a video of it now.
81, Lex, circa 81, which disco was over by like 80. Why are they doing a kids game about disco? I don't know.
It was nostalgic then, I guess.
Exactly, Lex, exactly. So welcome back, Jason and Alexis, in the morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything B. Arthur is evil. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. I already said that. Okay, it's Friday. By the way, deep tease, as we call it in the biz, today is the day you've been waiting for, America has been waiting for, Alexis has been waiting for. Coming up at 8:30, she will review the human centipede.
Yeah,
the human centipede. The human centipede.
That's great.
But the upside is that I get to assign you an action film, Jace, for next Friday.
No, we'll be out of time by then. We'll be we're at the last segment of the show, and then we have to sign off because Don and Steve get in here. Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to TVTRL, Television Totally Request Live with Jason Lex. Here's Jace.
Thank you very much, Rocco. Time for TVTRL. We're going to get you humming and singing and humming and singing into the weekend. And this one is an anniversary, Lex. We have not a whole theme for the whole thing, but this is an anniversary kind of thing. And it is today, and on this day in the 70s, in 1970, the Partridge Family debuted.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, can you believe that? On this day in 1970, the Partridge Family debuted. My mother loved Mr. Cassidy. Loved him. And, well, a lot of teenage girls loved Mr. Cassidy. So here it is, the theme to the one and only Partridge Family.
Hello, world, hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy. We have a dream, we go traveling together. We spread a little loving and we'll keep moving on. Something always happens whenever we're together. We get a happy feeling when we're singing a song. Traveling along, there's a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy. We'll make you happy. We'll make you happy.
And it was one of the first shows that really had a whole merchandising arm. I mean, they had albums. I specifically remember Dar having all of the Partridge Family LPs. I can see them in our living room, and lunch boxes and t-shirts, and it was a machine. I think they even had dolls, if I remember correctly. They had little, not action figures, but they had dolls of the Partridge Family. It was huge deal. Yeah. Oh, smart. Absolutely. Very smart. This next one, let's go to the later 70s. This was part of the sexual revolution, or as Newsweek called it in a very controversial cover, Jiggle TV.
Oh, God.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah, it was Suzanne Summers and Farrah Fawcett, and they called this era of television Jiggle TV. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Three's Company.
Come a knock on our door.
Come knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Sweet company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Three's Aww. Company. Yeah, that was Jiggle TV because of Suzanne Somers. I don't know. I really didn't care for Jiggle TV, but Kenny, do you remember that?
I wonder why.
I remember, yeah.
Oh, do I remember?
No. Oh, no.
At least once a day for 10 minutes, Jason, I remember.
Oh, God. Dawn, Lex, I set him up. It's my fault. I set him up perfectly for that.
It's my duty to knock that one out of the park. I'm sorry, ladies.
And you did. And just for that, Kenny, I'll play one of your favorites. Ladies and gentlemen, let's move from San Diego to Cincinnati.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Lex, watch out for falling turkeys, Lex, when you walk Ooh. Out today. Watch out for those falling turkeys.
That's
from
very
Les
possible
Messman.
In my neighborhood.
That's
They're
right. Lex should actually...
right now. What
it
the...
is. Are they having a lot of sex?
They're all
sex?
Over the place.
Be careful, Lex. That's going to do it for the 6 o'clock hour. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we have the best of passing notes. Or do we have a new passing notes, Dawn? Which one do
yes,
we
Yes, we have a new passing notes, yes.
Oh, fantastic. That and more when we come back. Stay with us.
That you're gone away. It's a beautiful day.